welcome. This is Nils from Jokotron Course. Happy that you're joining me. And today I have the topic. This is about three roles of the self-producing artist. So if you produce your music from home, through the creative stages from writing, arrangement, over recording, and up to mixing and mastering, you will face three roles. And at first, let's break down those three roles and have a look how you can unpack and manage them together inside your music production, because you can face into multitasking. And in that context, multitasking is more than doing many things at the same time, but none of them with your full potential. And that's the reason why you should know the three roles and how you can manage them to work at every stage with your full potential. Okay, let's start with the first role, and this is the songwriter and arranger. And the short description of this role could be, this is where the magic starts. Your main focus here is the creative part. So you will write the lyrics, you will write the melodies, you arrange the whole song, you bring in other instruments, the harmonies, maybe some drum parts, or what's in your style needed for that song. And then you build the structure of the song, like the verse, chorus, bridges, and so on. This is all a very personal and creative part, because this is the main personality part. Here you can bring in your own stories, your own view, your memories, your feelings, whatever. And this is a look of the emotional future of the song, because you have something in mind, what you want to talk about or what you want to sing about, what the expression should be for the song. And you probably think, what should the listener feel? And so you have a vision, or you create your vision for this emotional future. You look on the aspect, what should happen? And because this is the most creative part, you can be very experimental with the whole thing. You can bring in new styles, new parts from other genre. You can use elements that you already know that work, but you can bring all the there are no rules. Possibilities is that you can bring all what you can think about. You can try anything. And this is the ability to follow no rules. And here are some key tips to the role of the songwriter and arranger. Focus on the task, only on the writing. Don't think about the recording part. Don't think about mixing. Just focus on that creative state. And always be open to new styles. This goes hand in hand with that you should break rules, or that you don't have any rules. So you can try anything you want, and be okay with that you maybe not create your next masterpiece, because that's the way of songwriting. You need to write 10th or even 100 of songs, and just a handful of that are masterpieces from you. So don't go in and say, I write the next masterpiece, because that maybe can hold you back for creating something new that leads you into something that you even don't think about. So be okay with that, and then do that songwriter and arranger thing. Now we come to the second role, and this is the performing artist. Here's the short role description. Turn thoughts and stories into special moments and capture your acting. So at first, you have the performing with emotions. You need to be in that mood. If you are not in that mood, then don't do the performing. If you are, don't feel right for that song, if you are quite happy and have to sing a very sad song, then it might not be the best time to do or to perform that thing, because you need to capture the interpretation. And the interpretation of your own songwriter role, that is what you're doing. You are not the songwriter in that moment, because you are interpreting your own songwriting. And here it is also very, very important that you maybe try different interpretations and not only the one that the songwriter creates for you. Yeah. So maybe you do something in the songwriting and thought about, oh, I can't perform that. But in the performing part, you have that moment and interpretate the thing in the other way, but that it's the better way, which the songwriter of you never thought about, because you was not in a performing stage. You were in the writing stage. And also think about your recording techniques. And there's where the little audio engineer comes in the first time, that you should use the knowing things that what already worked for you, recording your vocals, recording your guitar, but you should try a new thing, a new technique, try another microphone, try another preamp, try whatever you can change in the setup, so that you can bring a new aspect in the recording stage. So try something new on specific tasks, not on all, so just on one thing. And then you can, following your own rules, and break sometimes one of them to create something new, to learn something new, and that could help to evolve you as a performing artist. Here are the key tips to that rule. The first one is that you should take your recording as the performing artist as you do it a live performance. You have to bring in that special emotions like when you are on stage. And even if you're not that kind of artist that bring the music on stage, you need to get into the zone and your best energy at that recording time. And this is not the time to change the structure of the song. If you feel as the performing artist that you should more start with a chorus than with an intro or whatever, this is from the songwriting part. Because if you are in the recording stage, maybe you're at the last recording, at the vocal stage, and you think, oh, I have to change all around and have to re-record all the things, that's not the part of the artist. The artist has to interpret the songwriter's view. Even if you change a bit of the emotion or do another interpretation, you don't have to go back and change all the structure and re-record all the things again, because that will bring you right to the front. You won't step to the next part. But you should take time to create the sound you want. The better you are doing the recording, the less you have to edit, the better you can mix, and the better is the whole production cycle. So if you can record more takes to get the best sound, then do that. Take the time. And here's the attention. Here's the audio engineer in you that watched over your shoulder. Because when you record and you think you have to try another microphone or you have to change the position, then you can fight between these roles. So have that attention that you are the recording engineer when you set that up, and maybe make some test recordings to make sure that all's fine. And when that is set up, then go with it. Don't change again and again the microphone setting or something like that. Just make some test version, be sure that sounds fine, and then go with it for the performing artist. We come to the next and last role, and this is the analytical audio engineer. The role description is editing the performance, balancing the mix, and mastering the final sound for the release. The first part of the audio engineer is that you have to edit. You clean up the performance, you tighten up the timing, you change the pitch on the vocals, you do all the very analytical audio engineer thing. There is not so much creative into the editing part. And then we come to the mixing, and this is the final decision on the balancing the levels, EQ setting, compression settings, the whole dynamic, the whole effects, what's going on to bring all the parts together. And then we have the mastering, the final sound decision to polish all the things for the release, and not only just for one song, so maybe you release an EP, so you have to set up all the songs together inside the mastering stage. And here again, you have to following some rules, because we get some rules for the CD production or for the streaming service, how loud the song should be. But you also can learn new things. Maybe the way you want to mix, the way you want to make, or the way you make the decision on the final sound for a particular track. You can look for new things, but as within the recording stage, don't try new things on all stages of the mixing. Just use just one new plugin, try another routing. Learn something new with every mix, but follow most of the time the rules. So the key tips are here. You are now full in the technical mode. Don't look back to the songwriter. Don't look back to the arrangement. You should always focus on what you can do to the mix, what you have created, what you can do inside the mix to make it better. Not on how worse the arrangement was. So maybe you can do something to the mix that will help to bring the dynamic, what is left in the arrangement. And you can do, believe me, even if you left something out in the chorus, in the verse, to bring that in back in the chorus to have a bigger or wider chorus sound. So you can do things in the mixing stage if you are missed that in the arrangement part. And take your time to bring all together. Mixing is not a thing that you should rush through, that you need to learn how all the things works, but when it works, even then take your time, make breaks in the mixing process, and then it all comes together. And attention, the songwriter sits near behind you. You will always have that songwriter in your ear that say, oh, make the vocals louder, or make that louder. Concentrate on the audio engineer part so that you have to keep an overview of all what's going on, not just on a single track or a single performance time. Now let's get us to the 5 tips on how to manage the 3 roles together. The first one is do one role at a time. And the best thing I can say to that is avoid multitasking. This is the reason that you can keep your workflow clean. Each role requires a different mindset, as we see that, and switching between them too quickly, even in one task, can disrupt it all your creativity and all the efficiency you can bring to the whole production if you do that step by step with a role or with one role at his time. Don't think about the final sound when you're in the writing process. If you start writing, maybe you start writing just with one guitar, your voice, you record that as a guide track for you, then it doesn't matter how it will sound in the end, because you may don't use that one guitar, maybe an acoustic guitar, or you play it on a piano. Maybe the piano won't be in the final recording. So don't think about the final sound when you are writing. Also, don't think about recording too many vocal takes while you're performing, because you can throw them out in the editing stage. So don't have the engineer, the mixing engineer, in your ear when you are record your fifth or sixth vocal takes. You can edit that, and maybe it will take time in the editing part because you are not so great in the recording. That may happen, and that's totally fine. You know then, oh, I need to get better in the recording part, so I can just make three takes, because then I have to edit less. But if you do just three bad recording takes because the audio engineer in you said, oh, I don't want to edit so much, then you have to work with three bad recording takes. If you may had made the recording take fourth and fifth, then, oh, great, you have two other and maybe better takes to work with. So don't think about that when you do the recording, that you do too many takes. Also, don't be a songwriter while you do an analytical mix, because the songwriter maybe had a different view when you create that song. But in the whole process, it all comes down to what the final result is. And maybe the song evolved over time because you worked over a specific time frame. And when you are in the end of the mixing, you maybe don't want the vocals sit in front of all as you thought when you write the song. Maybe it's very cool when they are a bit behind all of the other lead instruments or whatever, because they come, they were created in the recording part, and the sound was so great that they have to stand out. Why not? So don't let the songwriter be involved in the mixing stage. The next point is set a time frame for all steps and roles you have to deal with. As an example, set 1 week for writing and arrangement. Maybe you need just some days, but set 1 week and write the best for that song theme you can. And after that week, you stop. You should have finished your song structure, but you won't change anything. You won't change the lyrics. You won't change the structure. You won't create new instruments that you want to record. Just stop there where you are. And then select one weekend where you do the whole recording, where you record all your guitars or your other instruments, all the vocals, one weekend. Maybe let's do 3 days. Yeah, so one longer weekend. And then you take 1 day for the editing, maybe Sunday or another Saturday, and just do 6 hours or how long it take the editing part. Keep in mind that you just use 1 day for the editing. And then you use 2 days for the mixing part. And after these 2 days mixing, you should have finished that song, and then use just maximum 1 hour for the mastering if needed. Then maybe you can do that already inside the mixing part, but at least leave 1 hour for the mastering. when you do that, you have a clear soil that will help prevent you for burnout, because you don't work again on one part, and that ensures that each aspect gets the attention that it needs. And stick to that. That will help also to split the roles we already identified. The third point is review always with fresh ears. And it's very important that you take a break between the roles. After you complete a stage, then take a break before you switch the roles. At best, at the next day, sleep a night over that. Or just let that song rest for some days, maybe for a week. And then listen with fresh ears of the new role. So you are in the writing process. Let's take the 1 week. You work every day in that week for some hours. And you come back every day and work on. And then you are finished. And then before you do the recording, you let that let the song sleep for some days, and at the following weekend you start listen to that again and then start the recording. You will have a better and clear vision what you can do inside the recording. And always listen to the details of the new role that you want to do. So you come back from the writing to the recording, and then you don't listen as the songwriter. You are now into the actor. You are now recording. You had to do the performance, you do the interpretation. So then listen as you do that as a recording artist and not as a songwriter. It's the same for the mixing part. And that's even more important. When you had done the recording, you know that song inside out, because you had probably do many takes to get that final recording take. We even have one or three more takes that you will check back in the editing stage. But when you come to the mixing part, you just have to think, okay, what is that for a new song I never heard of before? Because then you can be very critical to your own thing without to have the vision you already saw, where you already know, oh, I'm not so very good in the arrangement, I was not so tight on the recording part. Now, as a mixing, you can look what you can do to that song to let the best stand out and to hide or cover the things that are not so good. And that's totally fine. That's you. Yeah, you have to think, what can I bring out as the mixing engineer when the writing and the recording is done? And that's altogether with the mastering. When you listen in the mastering stage, you should listen to the whole complete song structure without to focus on one particular instrument. The fourth is stay goal-oriented all the time. If you're writing, then focus on, as example, on the storytelling, or focus on the melody, or focus on the arrangement that you have a dynamic aspect in the song structure. Just focus on that. Don't have in mind how the polished final song should sound, as well as the performing. Prioritize your emotion and the clarity that you want to bring the performing on point to interpretate the song. Keep that in mind when you do the performing. And in the engineering part, have in mind that you should always watch on the big picture of the whole song, not on only one part. You have to balance style-oriented your mix and not focus on just one tiny part. And keeping these goals in mind will streamline the process and the result to your polished final product. The last point the last tip I could give you is that you should take notes and adjust as you go. Because when you take notes, you tell the next role what you thought, maybe what you left. If the other role breaks through, that could be. Maybe you are in the writing part, and then you create an instrument and or want to record some guitar, and then comes the recording audio engineer and you up and say, oh, I want to use that kind of amp and that kind of microphone and so on. Totally fine. Just make a note and go on with the writing. Don't focus. Don't try the sounds you can or want to create in the writing part. That's not the part of the writing. You have to create the arrangement, not the final sound. Take some notes and keep the work. Because when you have the notes, you can do the changes. You can use that in the performance. You can notice the mixing ideas and bring that in that stage when it's needed. You can keep that on notepad, digital notes for each row session. You write down all what you think about, but then go on with what you had to do. Writing, arrangement, editing, mixing, recording. Because this ensures you are maintained consistently, and don't forget some important adjustment that you might come up, and they will come up. But you don't need to step back into the role. If you do some notes in the writing part and you're in the recording, you have that kind of notes, you don't have to go back into the writing role and think about what you've done. No, you have the notes from that role. That's fine. You can use them into the next role. And also in the recording, you maybe have some sound in the ear while you do the recording, maybe some delays or whatever, some echoes that you want to have in a specific part of a vocal, then just write that as a note for the mixing engineer, and then it goes on. So the conclusion of all of the three roles and the management of that is that you have the opportunity to draw a line between the roles. And this is the reason you need to understand the roles, what are their parts, what are their tasks, so you can draw a line between that. And then, if you know that, you can concentrate on the needed task. There are the specific roles with the specific tasks. If you know what you have to do, then you can concentrate on that. If you can concentrate on that, then you have all your potential on one role at that time. So you bring all your potential of one role time by time to the table. And this will enhance your workflow. And that will let you produce music in a better way. I'm not here to say that you will produce better music, but you will have a better process, and that might lead you to create better music for whatever better stands for you. But if you listen to a song, maybe you listen to that 3 years later, then you will hear, oh, I'm better now. I'm a better writer. I'm a better songwriter. I arrange my songs better. I have better storytelling, I mix better, I record better, I need less takes to create a better recording sound, and my songs the mastering part is just a tiny step because all the recording and mixing is just better. So this will help you to evolve and to get better in making your music. So I hope this was helpful for you. I hope you get something out. And if you want to get to know more about the whole Jokotone course, then have a look at jokotonecourse.com. I'm happy to have you in the next episode. Thank you. Stay tuned and bye-bye.